Lucas is now wrestling. He has gotten taken down by, he's wrestling Seth Brossard out of Kenyon Wanamingo, undefeated, 42-0. Brossard went with a what we call a Kelly move, which is an arm, and you go for the far leg, tipped him over to his side. So there's 2-0 right now for Brossard. Trying to, he's got the legs in, and he's trying to tilt Lucas over for some back points, but Lucas is fighting that back. But Brossard's got the leg hook, so it's kind of a tough situation here. Lucas has got to try to get that leg free first, but Brossard is just trying to tilt him and tilt him and tilt him. Brossard, again, is coming in as the number three seed and going for the far arm. And, again, now he does have some back points. I wasn't thinking he was getting a two count, but now he's gotten a three count. So he's got 3 points. He's not going to get that until, of course, the hold is broken or the period ends. It's 22 seconds left in the period. So right now, those 3 points, I believe, are on the referee's hand. He just hasn't awarded it yet. But again, Brossard, all he's done is, and I shouldn't say all he's done, but he did a nice takedown, and he has been riding with that leg ride on Lucas. There's no way Lucas could get out, and he's gotten the 3 points for a tilt. So it's 5-0 going into the second period. If Lucas would lose this match, it's going to be a tough road to or hole to come out of for Lucas. I'm not saying he can't do it, but if he would lose, then he would have one more match tonight. Later on in the evening in the wrestleback round, and then you to stay alive, you got to win that one. So right now there's some blood time. I'm looking. I think it's Lucas, it's the green light that's blinking, so that's his blood time. So I think he has a bleeding nostril or whatever here, but they've got that stopped. Action should be back. I don't think he's flipped the disc yet, or maybe he has, and I missed it. But Brossard is taking down. I'm not sure if that was a defer on Lucas's part or he just chose the takedown, but Brossard is down. Lucas just trying to ride the near side, trying to go with a what I call a far collar ride, tries to slip the leg in, looking for some elevation near the tip. Right now, Lucas has got a good ride on him, but the thing is, Lucas has got to score some points from the top position here. Down 5-0, he's got to take some chances. Now, there, Brossard pretty much traps the leg, and if he crowds him back here, possibly will if he gets the head free, and he's getting the head free now, he's pretty much going around the waist. He's very close to getting a 2-point reversal. Not there yet, but if he gets his leg, Lucas still, there's the 2-point reversal. So right now Brossard's up 7-0. And I wouldn't be surprised if he goes right back into that. He's got the bottom leg hooked right now, trying to elevate him over. And I don't know if he's going to go anyplace with this, but he's trying to get the far arm and literally work Lucas over in near fall situation. Not there. Now he's looking for a bottom leg cradle. Got the head. He's got the bottom leg. If he can get that cinched up. But there he's elevated him over. Lucas, again, has his leg, so he's not giving that up. But again, right now, Brossard's going, now he's given up the cradle move, so now he's just going with a conventional near arm ride. Now Lucas is trying to switch move. Got to come back from a long ways here, 7-0. Brossard, now he's got the leg hooked again, looking to do some tilting. No back points yet, but very close. And there the period ends, so kind of the clock kind of saved Lucas there. I think he was going to be getting turned over for some back points, but no back points. 7-0 lead. Went from a takedown, a 3-point near fall, and then a reversal. Now they're both on their feet to start the third period. I'm not sure whose choice it was, but they chose both up. Brossard, a lot of head tapping. Lucas has got to look for big points here, and I mean big points. Lucas has got the head and the arm. He's got the two-point takedown. Now Brossard is up to his feet. And I'm thinking Lucas probably let him go up to that, but now Brossard lifts him up and goes for the, he's got the two-point reversal. And once again, Brossard has that bottom leg hooked in, and now he's tilted him for, he's got, I'm thinking he's getting a three count here, so he's got three-point near fall. So right now it's 9-2 in favor of Brossard. And there's, I'm not sure if it was blood time. I think it is because Lucas is kind of holding his hand out like I've got some blood in my hand here. But anyway, Brossard gets three-point near fall. So it's 13-2 right now for Seth Brossard. And we'll take some time here. There has been, you know, there wasn't a whole lot from our section that won in the quarter or the sem or the first round. But those that did wrestle, Ethan Hendrickson, 106-pounder out of United North Central, he lost. Zach Brown, of course, from Crookston, 1-6-0. He is in the semifinals. That means he'll be on the podium no matter what happens. Hunter Hitchin lost by a pin from Fertile Beltrami at 126. So he'll be in the wrestle backs. Owen Novacek, I believe, won. So he will be in the semifinals. And Chandler Mooney, who's the number one seed at 152, he won by a pin again in the first period. I mean, Chandler Mooney is on a mission. He's the number one seed, but boy, he is wrestling just like a number one seed because he's had two first period pins here. Very impressive wrestler from Roseau, Chandler Mooney. Another Caleb Basura. He won in overtime, so good job by Caleb Basura coming in from Badger Greenbush Middle River, so he will be in the semifinals. And then there's some other ones that I don't think have wrestled yet. So coming up, Dominic Basura, Colton Bora out of Frazee, another wrestler, Brett Graham out of Frazee. Those are all wrestlers that are coming up. Right now, Lucas Meyer back wrestling again. We're getting down to 37 seconds left. 13-2, Brossard is in the lead. Pretty much in control. Right now, they're just in an awkward. The referee calls it potentially dangerous. Lucas kind of had his leg and just a very awkward, precarious position. So the referee just stopped it. Potentially dangerous. Lucas Meyer back down. Brossard pretty much picks the ankle. Goes in. He really likes to ride that leg and goes hip to hip with him. And he goes for that far arm and looks for the tilt. And he may be getting close to another tilt here. It's getting down to 10 seconds left in the match. So I'm not sure if Brossard will really look aggressively for any near fall or just ride him out. Right now he's in full. He's got the leg hooked and he's got the forearm and everything. That's the end of the match. So 13-2. Lucas Meyer loses in the quarterfinals.